Saute the onions, grill some chicken. The taste buds ours, our finger licking. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing. Sunday mornings from 10 to noon, the taste buds hours are in your room. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with the Taste Buds. I'm Carol.
And I'm Michelle.
We are at the top of the hour, and let me see here. Oh, let's repeat that trivia there, Michelle.
Yes. Don't forget, call in anytime, 866-823-1077. Our trivia for today is, which president was the first to pardon a live holiday turkey from being plucked and put on the table? Give us a call, 866-823-1077. And they do live out their lives in a pretty cool way.
I'd like to know where he is now.
I know. I want to hear more about that part of it.
Yeah. Well, I have some info.
Can we do that?
I could.
Like,
where is he resting in peace?
Without you know, giving the trivia away.
Without giving the... No,
well, have to give the trivia away because it's a president that they need to come up with.
Right, so it's a president.
Where are these turkeys right now, like living out their life without...
So it says here, what happens to the lucky bird that doesn't get served with a side of mashed potatoes? Well, in 2005 and 2009, the turkeys were sent to Disneyland and Walt Disney World parks to serve as grand marshals in their annual Thanksgiving parades. And from 2010 to 2013, they vacationed at George Washington's place in Mount Vernon. Can you imagine?
They
vacationed
care of
there. So if you went to visit George Washington's home in Mount Vernon, the turkeys were there that got pardoned.
Isn't that something?
That's kind of cool.
That's a good question.
Cool.
And they're grand marshals at Disney World.
They were. So we'll
very
see.
Cool.
Another one will be pardoned this year, too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Lucky things. Jeepers. And you said that they live a pretty long life.
Well, that, you know, they're longer than probably the turkeys in the wild do, you know.
Right.
But because which they're kept by farmers
which
and
is?
Stuff. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know that.
You.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure.
I could look it up.
It must be 10-15 years.
Yeah. It depends. I mean, the turkeys in the wild, they get hit by cars and stuff and... They get shot because people go after them in the woods.
Dogs.
Like Peter St. James, maybe. Hunters.
Okay,
anyways.
I know our next guest is very, very busy, so let's get him on. Welcome, Bobby. How are you? Chef Bobby Marcotte.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Very well.
Good. So talk to me. What is happening? Give me the scoop here.
Carol's all excited.
I know,
tonight.
I'm very excited for tonight.
Yeah.
I am.
Well, I'll tell you what's happening is Hop and Grind is getting gearing up to open here, doing our final test run tonight. And then I think we're going to be ready to crack our doors in the next maybe 24 hours. I don't know.
Wow.
We're getting there.
Very excited. So for listeners that are listening, walk us through the front door, Bobby.
Oh, my God. Honestly, when you walk through our door, hopefully you step into, like, a brand-new journey, honestly. I mean, we're taking fast casual and kind of flipping it on its head a little bit. So, you know, you get your linear fast cash concepts, you know, where you just order at the counter and you're just another number and you grab your food and you're out the door where... you know, we have a fast cash order station. You come up, order your burger, go grab a seat, and then we'll bring it to your table. We're kind of incorporating some hospitality into the fast casual world. But the environment itself is really cool. We kind of made this space that speaks to all generations. So we had a lot of vintage retro feel in there, as well as some nice industrial modern stuff that... We're really just trying to reimagine the entire burger concept, to be honest with you.
Sounds pretty interesting. So give us an idea of, you know, let us know, you know, get us into the menu. What can we find on the menu?
So I wanted to, we didn't want to just open a burger restaurant. We all know that there's a million burger restaurants out there where you take a burger, you know, a beef patty, and then you load it up with as many toppings as you can think of. And that's kind of where burger concepts are right now. Me having the Tuckaway Butchery has really opened, you know, a lot of avenues for us for this concept. So we've been putting it together for the last 2 years and kind of reimagining what a burger is. So, you know, all of our burgers have their own identity, kind of. So just to give you an idea, we have chicken, pork, veggie, and beef burgers. Four different chicken burgers, four different pork burgers, and each of those burgers themselves are different. So, for instance, we have a burger called Parma Sutra. It's been a fan favorite thus far. So, ground chicken, tomatoes, basil, mozzarella, provolone cheese, all those items are ground into the meat itself.
Wow.
So, you have a patty that's completely infused with all these flavors, and then we take that patty and throw some house-made tomato sauce on top, some melted provolone, and then a nice chunk of fried mozzarella, and that's your and it's served on a garlic buttered bun. So
yikes.
That's just one burger.
Sounds good.
Did he say fried mozzarella?
No.
I think I'm
did.
In
yes,
love with
did.
You. Oh my god.
So that's just one burger, and you know each burger is its own thing. So it's not just one patty with a bunch of different toppings and right. calling that a different burger. In my eyes, that's the same burger, just with different toppings. Right. So we kind of reimagined the entire, reimagined what a burger is. And that's the entire basis of our concept.
Now, do you have, is it just burgers, or is there other items on the menu, or?
We're also doing some fried chicken.
Okay.
Buttermilk marinated fried chicken. We have chicken fried mac and cheese. Just a couple other snacks that we're doing.
Whoa, wait,
back
up,
really,
back up.
Back up.
Chicken fried mac and cheese?
Chicken fried mac and cheese. You know, we created these little patties that the cheese, when we bread it and fry it, the cheese actually creates with the breading this. It almost forms its own chicken skin, you know, that nice, crispy, fatty chicken skin that you want to pick off every piece of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That's coating the mac cakes themselves. And then we throw it over a smoked Gouda mac and cheese sauce. And
I know what I'm eating tonight.
I'm going to say hello. I'm so jealous.
Oh, my goodness, Bobby.
You know, we're just taking that familiar burger concept and really just revolution. We're calling ourselves game changers because we really feel as though there's no one in the country that has really thought this hard about what a burger concept can be. And we're really, really excited about it. We think people are going to be really happy once they get in there and taste our food and see what we're doing.
Very exciting. I want to talk about Bobby right now. Now, you have had... you know, you've really been in a whirlwind when you think about it since Tuckaway.
Yeah.
There's been so many things that has happened, you know, with you, in your success. I mean, did you ever envision yourself to be where you are right now?
I always dreamed to be where I'm at right now, for sure. But, you know, this is my 22nd year in kitchens, so it's been a long time waiting for it. But no, to be honest, did I think it would ever happen? No, but I tried like hell every day for it to happen. So I'm happy it is finally being recognized. The hard work and you know the passion that I put into what I do, and it's nice that people are enjoying what I can do.
It most certainly is. For those of you that are just tuning in, we're talking with Chef Bobby Marcotte. He is he runs Tuckaway Tavern. I met you a few years ago on my radio show, and yep. I remember when you came in, I was like, when we started talking, I was like, you're too young. Like, how can you, you know, it's, and I love seeing you in your element. You know, I've been to Tuckaway, obviously, a few times. Who hasn't? It's a great place. Tuckaway Tavern is over in Raymond. And just to watch you in that element is, it's just phenomenal. It really, really is. Let's just chat a little bit about Guy's Grocery Store. And how you were picked for that. I mean, that was, I mean, just so many different things have been happening to you. It's just, it's wonderful. So let's just chat about that for just a couple minutes.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about Guy. You know, he came and filmed Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives a year ago. And, you know, right after we got done filming, he had said to me, you know, or he looked at his producer and said, Triple G. And the producer was like, absolutely. And then he invited me on. Right then and there, he said, I want you to come on Grocery Games because I think you got what it takes to compete. And so he threw me on Grocery Games, and I was able to win the tournament and $40,000. And it was a whirlwind. It was amazing. It was stressful. It wasn't fun. Everyone asked if it was fun. No, it was not. Because I'm pretty competitive, so I wasn't anything less than winning. I wouldn't have been happy. So I was determined. But I mean, what an honor to have that ability to go out there and do that. And Guy's stayed in touch with me ever since, and he's just been a mentor and just a huge supporter and a huge fan of mine. So to have that is just it's phenomenal. It's awesome.
Good for you. You so deserve it. And
on that note, I actually have some Grocery Game chefs coming up tonight. So you'll get to meet a couple. Chef Louis last year, who I jumped in his kitchen and helped out at the very end. He just flew in from New Orleans yesterday. So I'm excited to have him. Everyone loves Louis.
He was at Tuckaway last night, wasn't he?
Yeah. We had him at Tuckaway last night. And then he'll be over at Hop tonight. And Peter Campbell from Red Wagon Pizza from Wisconsin. He just flew in this morning. So we got a couple people coming out to check it out. So
I'm really fun. Excited. And who knows? Maybe Guy's going to hop on a plane and show up tonight. You never know.
I invited him. That happened, I'd be pretty excited. But I've been dropping hints that he needs to see what I'm doing. His response to me was, how many burgers can I eat? and I get it. But, you know, like I told him, this isn't your average burger, that's for sure.
Oh, fun.
Hey, when are we going, Carol? When?
Well, I'm going tonight.
Well, I know, but...
Chicken fried mac and cheese. Chicken fried... Oh, my gosh. Daryl loves burgers. It's going to be... This is going to be very, very exciting. I just want to...
Excited to have you.
Yeah, thank you. Really, really very excited. You know, you won that money, and let's just you know, give a little shout out for your charity that you give money to and that you raise money for.
I am absolutely in love with St. Jude's. You know, my daughter fought cancer for several years. We were I hate to say it, but fortunate enough to experience St. Jude's, because it was an experience that I'm very thankful to have experienced, because you don't see that side of things very often. You know, a lot of hospitals are very linear, and they do what the textbook tells them, where St. Jude's is actually making strides to think outside the box and come up with new trials, because certainly things aren't working the way that, you know, conventional medicine, in terms of conventional medicine. So to go out there and see how they treat families and children, what they do for, you know, people in those situations is just phenomenal. So I will always support them. I committed $20,000 out of the $40,000 to them.
Nice.
You know, I did 10 this year, 10 next year, only because, you know, after talking to the St. Jude's coordinators, it was like, don't burn it all in one place. Let's spread it out. And it actually worked phenomenally, because we were able to raise $67,000 this year out of the 10 that I started with.
Wow.
I turned my 10 into $37,000 alone. So yeah, I look forward to just crushing my.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Did we lose him?
We lost the whole thing.
Oh, darn. Are we on?
Oh, we are on, I guess.
Maybe it's where he's at.
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
Okay.
But we got most of the interview anyway.
Awesome.
So, yes, and he was talking about his daughter.
He's calling back, maybe.
Thomas.
St. Jude. Yeah, he's talking about his daughter Alana. So, you know what? We need to go on a break. You are listening to The Pulse, Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. Just talking with Chef Bobby Marcotte. We got disconnected. So, and next week, tune in next week too, because I will. I'll have our dining adventure on Hop and Grind.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to go on a short break. When we come back, we are with Amber Lee of the Village Trestle over in Goffstown. And she brought some food. We have gooey cake here. I'm so excited. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. We are live at our beautiful studio in Concord, the old Walker School, 4 Church Street. You can stream us live on the World Wide Web also at WTPL1077.com. And check out our Facebook page, Food for Thought with Carol. Also, foodforthoughtnh.com if you want to listen to some past shows and all that. So I'm trying to see if we have any other stuff we need to go through. We'll do our dining adventure right at the end. Huh?
I have to do the weather.
Oh, then this is Michelle's favorite part of the show.
My ultimate favorite, but I do love it. Yeah.
I think we need to get a picture of you doing it in front of the green screen.
When we do
screen.
Podcasts, I will be dressed appropriately.
Oh.
To be the weather girl. Anyways, here's the latest forecast from NH1.com. Partly sunny and calm today, high near 39. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 26. Tomorrow, darn, mostly cloudy again with a chance of an early morning snow shower. You gotta be kidding. High near 41. It's gonna be 41. How can it snow? Anyway, tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low around 30. Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny. High near 42. We're inching back up into that warmer weather. Let's hope. For the latest anytime, go to nh1.com. And this weather forecast is brought to you by Kubota. For the neighbor down the road with the orange tractor who plants, grows, harvests, and feeds. This is why they do it. Kubota.
With a high of 41.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. That was good. That was good, Michelle.
Thank you.
I took a picture of you, so. All right. We're going to post. We're going to post
the weather.
That one. Doing the weather. Michelle doing the weather. Oh, boy. Watch out, weathermen out there.
Oh, my God.
Michelle is going to go. Okay. Without any further ado, let's welcome on our guest, Amber Lee from the Village Trestle. Welcome to Food for Thought.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
So excited.
Thank you. Yeah. Very excited. You know, the Trestle in Goffstown, you know, we moved to New Boston, obviously, in, people know we moved just in, December, it'll be a year.
Yeah.
I know, it's already almost
a year.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I keep saying, yeah, we just moved.
No,
yeah, we just moved. We really didn't just move. It's been almost a year. But we, obviously, people know that Daryl and I like to go out to eat a bit. And, you know, we do live a little bit, you know, in from Manchester, so we don't get out to Manchester too much. Like, you know, I go during the day and then come back and don't really want to go back into
right.
Manchester. So we've been trying, you know, we were trying to find the local places to go. And the Village Trestle, you know, at first when, and I'm sure you hear this, you know, it, you know, the Village Trestle, it's been there for many years.
Right, it has.
And it's always, you know, you think of the Village Trestle as like the biker bar.
Right.
You know, and, but I am going to, and I mean, it's, I mean, people still, it's a great destination, you know, for people to
for
ride
people
their
that
bikes.
People ride motorcycles.
Right. But I'm, the food, I say this to people and they're like, the trestle? I'm like, do yourself a favor and get your butt in there because it is amazing.
Right.
The food is just amazing. So, Amberlee, talk about let's talk about the Trestle and you know you and Brenda's story. I heard it, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I love it. You know how you got into this, and you're doing such a great job.
We both obviously were good friends, best friends. We both
and they still are.
We
five
both
years.
Worked for the previous owners. We worked there. We bartended, both of us. And, you know, they decided to move on to another venture. And, you know, long story short, they ended up, you know, we figured out how we could buy the bar and buy the tavern from them. And, you know, we did some financing and borrowing some money and things like that. And, you know, when we first started off, like I said, we were both bartending. We both had, you know, lifetime of 30 plus years combined of restaurant experience. Couple different, you know, Brenda worked in a different environment. I came from more of a corporate trained background. So we just kind of put our two heads together, and being working there as long, you know, for the few years that we did before we bought, we were, you know, seeing the things that we personally wanted to change. You know, just things from talking with the guests and things that people were looking for in the community and things that were maybe missing, like you're saying, you know, not everybody wants to drive into Manchester. You know, they're looking for something closer to home. You know, we tried to bring that total package to downtown Goffstown and offer that to the people in Dunbarton and Ware and New Boston. And we have people that travel from all over now to come and eat, you know, during the day. And we have an amazing entertainment lineup, musicians that we have that come and play for us on the weekends. Mm-hmm. You know, it really is the, you know, it's kind of formed into the total package. You know, there's kind of something there for everybody. Biker bar, well, only because when you drive through town, there's motorcycles parked outside. It's not because it's a quote unquote biker bar. That's a common misconception.
It
is. I think once you can get somebody to come inside and they go, oh, you know, it's not what it, you know, it's not what it appears to be, I guess, from the outside. You really have to give it a shot.
You definitely do.
Anybody that comes in and tries it, you know, we have tons of referrals like yourself and everything. Mm-hmm. They get people to come. They rave about the food, rave about the music. We have a phenomenal staff. You know, we couldn't do what we do without the core of people that we have that work for us. I mean, I run the kitchen mostly now, and I only have 2 full-time employees. So the 3 of us together as a team put out the food that you see. And everything's from scratch. Mm-hmm. Nothing's frozen. All the soups are from scratch every day. Before I came here, I was there. I made 2 soups and the specials. And, you know, we really are a team. You know, the 3 of us together put out everything that you see on Facebook and everything that you, you know, see on the menu.
You know, the other thing that you do very well, and you know, some restaurants out there, I mean, just from, you know, obviously I'm in the business, so when I go, I see a lot, you know, and you are so consistent every day, 7 days a week, to change your specials, add new specials. You always have a drink of the day. Now, you know, when you go in a lot of places, and this is just stuff that I always notice. You know, and I'm thinking there's one that pops up into my head in Bristol when we used to vacation over at Newfound Lake. There's a restaurant at the end of the street, and they would have, you know, daily drink specials. They never changed.
It'd be the drink of the week.
Yeah. But it would say drink of the day. That just irks me, even though I never drank that.
I agree.
But it's just like, why even put that? You know, like, but you change everything daily. You know, and another thing I was really impressed with, you know, when you go into places and they're decorated, you know, for the holidays, and then they're still up 3 weeks after the holiday. It's like, seriously? I went to meet them the day after Halloween. And they were in there that morning. I went there at 11 in the morning, and they're all taking all the, you know, the whole crew was there, and it's just like,
pumpkins are down.
Just
and the turkeys
little
are up.
Things. No, but those little things mean a lot. Right. Like they really, really do. And you know, the food. You know that I was in my office. You know, this past week, and Jeff, the refrigeration guy, he stopped by my desk and we're chatting, and he's like, you know, I was over at the Trestle. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, yeah, I love the Trestle. Like, are you kidding me? That's, you know, I don't know how we got on the subject. I think Brenda or you were said something to him about coming on the show or something, and because he asked me, and he goes, "Isn't that place amazing?" I go, "Are you kidding me? Is it amazing?" He goes, "They don't have a freezer there. Everything is fresh." I mean, this is the refrigeration guy telling me this. Right. Like, you know, not even a fry later, listeners. No. You get the best French fries, and I will tell you,
delicious.
You are going to swear that they are fried, but they're not.
Right.
Amazing.
Chicken tenders. We've perfected the oven fry method, I guess. And,
yes.
you know, and like I said, everything is made from scratch, including the breading that is, you know, goes on the chicken tenders. And the chicken tenders are cut daily. You know, the steak tips are cut almost daily. The burgers are hand-packed daily. Everything's fresh. It's a lot of work, but it really pays off.
Yes.
It makes a different product. It really does.
Dad, remember I kept telling you about getting the, I believe you call it pan-fried haddock?
It was the oven fried.
Oven fried haddock. Oven fried haddock.
Yeah, I had it once. Yeah. I think. No,
you
think
had the sandwich because they had run out of the dinner, so you got the sandwich.
Right.
And it's amazing, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure most people, you know, when you hear oven fried, they're hearing the fried and they're thinking it's so good.
Yeah.
And fresh and everything's
really
good. We just
did coconut shrimp that way and they came out amazing. Oh. We ran out, obviously. We sold out of them. They were phenomenal, you know. And it's not greasy, right? Because you're not deep frying it.
No, it's
exactly.
definitely better.
Yeah,
people opt for it. They really do.
People are really shocked when we tell them that we don't have a fryer later.
Yeah.
I know.
You know. And sometimes, obviously, you know, because you're in the business, when you get busy and the place fills up, it takes a little bit longer, obviously, to put this food out because it's coming out of the oven.
Right?
So, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
But
And it's a little bit tiny back there.
It's tiny. It's very tiny.
But it works.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely
works. It's a one-man show. Sometimes we squeeze two of us in there, but everybody has to hold their ground. You have to stay in your space. Stay
now,
on your side.
Brenda is your partner.
Yes.
She does the desserts.
She does. I can't take any credit for the desserts.
Amazing.
Listeners, amazing.
The desserts.
It's a full-time job, I can tell you. She probably bakes 10 to 12 things a week.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We own diners, so we know the, you know, what it takes to, you know, to do pies and cakes and,
yep.
you know, I mean, and your list, the list on their daily specials.
It's a tough decision.
Yeah.
And they're amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I loved it a couple weeks ago. Brenda said, she says, I'm going to send you out. I'm going to give you something to taste. It was the broccoli casserole.
Oh, right.
That was so good.
Yeah.
So good.
That was a test because we have our like Christmas buffet coming up, you know, Christmas
party
that we do with the prime rib and everything. So we're always looking for new recipes and ideas and things that, you know, we can put out on a buffet that holds on a buffet, obviously, you
right.
know,
right.
and still is a quality product, you know, an hour, you know what I'm saying? So make
yes.
cans of stuff and put it out. It's got to be able to hold. So.
Right.
So what makes your broccoli casserole a little different? Because I love and I try to change mine up
and
every Thanksgiving.
I have to tell you, I honestly have to tell you, Brenda made the broccoli casserole. She had a recipe and she made it, you know, and just had us all try it, right?
Delicious.
It was phenomenal.
It was with Ritz crackers.
That's what I used, Ritz crackers.
On the top.
Butter.
It was fairly simple to make,
yeah,
she said, but it
pretty simple.
It was good. It was
I
real good.
I change it
Everybody
up every year.
It. We yeah. paired it up with an entree special for the
nice.
Day.
Nice.
It was delicious.
Gave out a few samples
Love
for people
that.
To try.
Yeah, very, very good. For
Great.
Those listeners that may be just tuning in and you're wondering who we are speaking with, we're talking with Amber Lee. She is one of the owners of the Village Trestle over in Goffstown. They're on 25 Main Street. You can check them out on the web at villagetrestle.com. They're open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. on. And let's talk about the Bloody Mary Bar, too.
Sure. Yeah.
So when is that?
So the last Sunday of every month, we do a Bloody Mary Bar. It's a make-your-own Bloody Mary Bar. We're sponsored by Kettle One. So you get, you know, you get your glass with your pour at the bar, and then we have a whole, pretty much like a whole Bloody Mary buffet set up.
It's cool.
That you can, you know, you can put whatever you want in or extra or not, you know, extra this, extra that. We do shrimp. We have
bacon.
Applewood smoked bacon. I can tell you, we go through probably 15 pounds of bacon and 15 to 20 pounds of shrimp on the Bloody Mary Bar. And it's from 11 to 2. And that time frame, you know, plus we have, you know, all the stuffed olives and peppers and pickles and all different kinds of mixes and spicy, not spicy, you know, chipotle, this one, you know, add extra horseradish.
Yeah, a lot of chipotle.
All kinds of fixings. Yeah.
Mm.
Very good.
Cool.
Yeah. It's very, very popular. People are usually like waiting for the 11 o'clock. Like sometimes they're there at 10:45 and we'll say, we're not quite open yet. And they'll just, we'll wait.
That's awesome.
But no, we do that the last Sunday of every month.
And you also have a buffet, so yeah, it's a brunch buffet. So let's
We do breakfast sandwiches. On Sunday when we do when we do the Bloody Mary Bar and breakfast sandwich.
Oh, okay. So I must have gone when it was a.
You must have come in for a holiday. We did a like a New Year's Day. We usually do a, we call it a hangover buffet, but you know, we do the Bloody Mary bar and a nice buffet, like a brunch buffet.
That's when I went. I'm sorry. So Sunday, the last Sunday of the month is the Bloody Mary bar.
Yes.
Okay.
And we pair that up with, you know, obviously fresh made sandwiches to order. Egg sandwiches, you know, but they're great and, you know. Plus, we have the full menu available. So if you don't feel like having a breakfast sandwich with your Bloody Mary, you can have whatever you want.
Right.
You know? So.
Very cool.
Sounds good. Cool.
So you're open for breakfast.
We are not open for breakfast.
Just that end of the month.
The last Sunday of the month.
Just the last Sunday, we offer a breakfast sandwich to go with your Bloody Mary bar if you're
But how about
so
that, that other buffet with the prime rib and all that?
That's our Christmas party that we put on.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It's December 16th this year.
It's already in my... plan.
And we do a prime rib dinner.
It's already in here.
We do a prime rib dinner, and you don't have, you know, you can opt to have the dinner or not the dinner. You don't have to come in just for the dinner. But I'll actually be performing that night with the Bob Pratt Band.
Yeah.
We will be the entertainment that evening. And he's awesome.
Yeah.
That band is great.
We know Monique.
We know Monique. Yes. She's one of my poker buddies.
Aha.
We play poker.
Monique will probably be there.
Oh, she will be there.
Yep. Now, we must have to get tickets for that.
You don't need to have advance tickets. No.
No tickets.
Nope. No,
you just have to get there.
Just have to come in. And it's semi-formal attire. It's nice. I mean, it's, you know.
Well, Lee, my friend, my new friend Lee, I'm sure you know Lee, who I'm talking about.
Yep.
She said she's gone, and she says it's really fun. People, like, really get decked out.
Some people do, and you don't have to.
You can, and you don't have to. Exactly.
But most people do.
Yeah,
and it's a great time, you know, the band all dresses up, and you know, it's a fun, and you know, I say we're having a Christmas party, it's not like our employee, you know what I'm saying? We put this on for the community, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to come in with your friends, and you know, people will come in, parties of two, parties of four, you know, big groups, small groups, and just more, they kind of, people even bring in like their Yankee swap and have their own little like Christmas party at our Christmas party.
That's cool.
But yeah,
that's
it's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
And there's
nice fun.
And we do the, the night before Thanksgiving, always we have Bruce Marshall. Bruce Marshall group. So we have to mention
told me about that.
Because,
we're going that night too.
Yes.
It's going to be
fantastic.
A fun
night. That band is phenomenal. And they will be playing 7 to 11 that evening. So it's an, you know, early start, early out. So you can get home in time to put your turkey in.
Now, let's talk about the entertainment there.
Sure.
And what, you know, different nights of the week, there's always something going on. There we go.
Yes, we have. We do. We not aside from the you know, the bands and that sort of thing that we have going on. Obviously, that's phenomenal. We also offer leagues, you know, so we do have something going on every night of the week. Mondays, you know, we have a dart league. Tuesdays, pool. Wednesdays, we run a cribbage league. Thursdays, Texas Hold'em league. It's a drop-in league.
Nice.
Two games on Thursday night. Then, obviously, we have the Friday night entertainment. We run an open mic the first Friday of the month. Rose Kula runs that for us. Mm. And then obviously on our every Sunday afternoon, we have our blues jam. And our, you know, our house band's been with us and they're phenomenal. And that runs 3 to 7.
Sundays
is a
so
fun day.
Fun
yes.
there. Well, every day is fun there, but Sundays is, and it's, you're out early. That's what I like about it.
Yes, it's 3 to 7. It's an open mic, but it's a full band.
Right.
Blues jam open mic,
and people who play they can just come
so
in.
So you can come in, and we have, you know, a whole, you know, we have our house band with a full back line of equipment. So if they play drums, they just come in and, you know, bring their sticks. If they play guitar, they don't have to bring amps and all kinds of things. If they want to play with the band, they can. If they play solo, you know, that's fine too. And it's great.
It's dancing and everything.
Yeah,
it's really fun. And the band is fantastic.
And motorcycles. That's the motorcycle day.
It is. It's fun. It's very fun.
It is fun.
What happens in the winter months without the motorcycle? You're
still
partaking
still
them? You can tell they have a motorcycle?
No, well,
no, there's a change. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, the people still come, obviously, but they don't ride their bikes in it.
Our restaurants
you know?
Now kick up business-wise because it's getting cold.
Yeah.
and you see right. the same feeling. So you don't miss the bikes. That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, because a lot of our customers, what it is right. a lot of our customers
it's a place to go.
Ride motorcycles.
They know. That's
you know,
what I meant. That's
so they
meant.
Still come. They yeah. just have to yeah. put, unfortunately.
Because you, you got a good following.
Yeah.
They
have to put their bikes away and just drive their cars.
Yeah. No. Or they do like I do.
Or walk.
I brought it to Florida. Run it there
right?
all winter.
There you go.
Yeah, best that was a good idea.
Best thing I could have
we
done.
Are actually, we are actually going to be opening on Thanksgiving this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
Yes, we're gonna we're doing the like you know when you're done with the bird, come, you know.
Yeah.
Get your sanity back. 5 o'clock.
Come rest.
Right. Exactly.
Come to the
yeah.
trestle.
So we'll be opening at 5 on Thanksgiving. So
nice.
Yeah. yeah.
Fun.
Great.
Anything else you want to shout out?
Gee, I don't know.
I think we kind
of covered a lot of stuff. Yeah.
yeah.
I think we did.
I just got to give us a try.
Oh, my, oh my gosh. I tell people at least yeah. two right. times a week. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Yeah. And
nobody yeah. will be disappointed.
Nobody will be disappointed. Aww. And you can always find yep. our specials and our you know food
right
specials,
on the
entertainment specials, everything right on our Facebook page, you know, right on our website. Certainly call with any questions. People do, and you know.
Yeah, ever changing.
Yep. It is ever changing.
Always ever changing and very, very good.
Thank
Homemade,
you.
Yes. Well, Amber Lee,
appreciate
thank you so
it.
Much for coming
yeah.
in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's great.
You are listening to The Pulse, Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. Doesn't it fly by?
It's ridiculous
it
how fast it goes.
It flies by so fast.
Yeah.
And Andrew, I believe your mom wanted to give a little hint. So go ahead.
Yes, she did.
For Michelle's trivia.
Yes. So the trivia question is, who was the first United States president to pardon a live turkey? And apparently this particular president did this because his sons wanted to make it a pet.
Yep.
866-823-1077. You still have time. And we yep. have Village Trestle gift certificate to give away, as
yes.
well as we'll pair that up with a Red Arrow gift certificate and maybe some other things I might have hanging around my office. You'll see.
Oh, yeah.
So,
she has good stuff.
I do. Have my little prize bin. So, yeah.
I have somebody who likes the weather lady.
Who?
Sylvia. Hi, Sylvia. Thank you for the shout out.
Hi, Sarah. Are you right there, Sarah?
John. They're all listening.
Okay. I want to do my dining adventure. And the dining adventure is brought to you by the Village Trestle, to let you know. And, you know, we did say this at the beginning of the show. You know, we want to welcome on the Village Trestle as one of our brand new sponsors. And like we said, when you go into our sponsors, please let, you know, one of the staff know that, you know, you heard about them on the Taste Buds. They like to hear that. So so there we go. So Dining Adventure took us last night to we were invited by Tom Boucher of the brand new Copper Door in Salem. And I will tell you, it is, they said that it was the same as Bedford. You know, I'm thinking, well, how, I mean, come on. The Copper Door, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, just with the decorate,
yeah,
you know,
right.
like.
It's so
like
distinct.
Well, you know, and yeah. how do you kind of duplicate all of that? Well, I will tell you, from walk, like literally when we walk to the front door, to the copper door, it's an actual copper door.
Yep.
It was like so deja vu. I'm like, wait a minute, Daryl, hold on. Look, like we're in Bedford right now. Like literally.
It, yeah.
And when you walk in the door and you walk like to the hostess stand,
right?
I'm like, we're in Bedford. Like, and we had seats at the bar because that's where we always mm-hmm. sit. And our reservations were specifically for two seats at the bar. And they said, you can go ahead, sit where you want. And Daryl's like, well, we may as well sit in our regular seats. And I'm telling you, it was exactly, I mean, from
nice.
the art. And it's funny because where we sit, we kind of look out to the patio and where the roost is. They call it the roost. It's like a little sitting area. And in Bedford, there's a picture. It's like a narrow, long picture painting that Dana, Tom Boucher's wife, is an artist, and she does a lot of the artwork in the restaurant. In Manchester, it's a picture of a pig. And in Salem, it's a picture of ducks. So it's, you know, kind of
different.
Just a little bit. But everything is just, where we sit, you kind of turn and you can look right into the kitchen and even look like the same people. But, they handed us the regular menu. We could order anything we wanted on the menu. And Daryl had his Grey Goose martini. And it was food, of course. You know, it was really, it went seamless.
Right.
As if you were in Bedford and, you know, ordering off the menu. It was really fun. There was a lot of people in there. Tried to get Tom's attention, but he, you know, flying all over the place.
Yeah.
And, I think it's going to be a really good hit over there. It's right on 28. It's the old Weathermane.
Oh, okay.
And, Marianne's Diner's right down the street. Tuscan Kitchen is right around the corner, really. I think it's like a half a mile or three quarters of a mile away. And good luck to them. It was really, really good. Like I said, it pretty much exactly like Bedford.
Copper Door's a hit in Bedford. I'm sure it'll be a hit in Salem as well.
Yes. So let me see here. In Town Manchester, on the 25th, they are doing a Small Business Saturday. It encourages customers to shop small, shop locally. Get on out to Manchester on Saturday, November 25th. And, of course, their Christmas parade is December 2nd. That's at 4 o'clock. That's always a fun time.
Yep.
A fun time. And also we can also let listeners know that we're going to, Food for Thought, we've come back and we started with our regular segments, which we're keeping our regular segments. Our locally tapped in segment. We're going to change the name of that segment and we're going to call it Food and Drink 101. And we're going to start rotating some people. So next week we're going to have, and he's so excited, and he's been on the show many, many times, we're going to have Chef Patrick in studio.
Oh, love him.
Next week. And we're going to talk, of course, Thanksgiving. So, and then the following week after that, we're going to have one of my very good foodie friends, Steve Freeman, will be in. And he's all excited, too. So we're going to rotate with them, with Jay.
Nice.
So it'll
be
fun.
Nice.
It'll be,
you know, change it up a little
more
bit.
Variety. Little bit more
absolutely.
Variety.
Absolutely.
And I believe we have a caller.
We do.
Yes, we have Kevin from Manchester trying to answer the trivia question.
Hello, Kevin from Manchester. How are you?
Good morning. You, Carol.
Hi. How are you? That was Michelle. I'm Carol.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I knew Michelle, Carol.
That's okay, Kevin.
George.
George is here.
How you doing?
So, Kevin, you know the trivia.
I have a guess. Would it be Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, no, it's not Abraham Lincoln, honey. It just, actually, I'm going to give out the date that might help people. 1989 is when the first turkey was pardoned live because of this president's two sons who wanted to make the turkey their pet.
89, very good.
Okay, thanks for calling, though.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye. All right,
you
folks.
They have like 1 or 2 minutes.
Yeah, 866-823-1077. Give us a call. 1989, which president was the first to pardon a live holiday turkey?
And they're having quite the life in Disneyland. Seriously? They're
Disneyland,
the grand marshals
Disney World.
Of the parade
yeah.
in Disneyland?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
good.
Like crazy. Absolutely
fun.
Crazy.
Fun for them.
On vacation. That's kind of cool, though, you know?
It is.
So what else do we have here? Tomorrow morning, Good Morning New Hampshire show with Peter and Pat. Then at noon, you can hear Kale and Company from noon to 3. Don't forget to order your keg of ranch dressing.
I know.
Keg of ranch dressing.
Flavor.
They sell
that
now.
Did
you
I
see
that?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Like, what is it? Flavor what?
Ranch.
No,
ranch.
No. The,
flavorgallery.com.
Right.
F-L-A-V-O-U-R.
Kicks.
Yeah.
Right?
Right? Give it to one of the kids.
Cool. It's $50. It's $50.
$50, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bring
ranch
it in,
for life.
Bring it into Midtown after.
They said it's a year's worth.
Yeah.
Have a great week, everyone.
All right. Have a great week, everyone. Kimberly, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much.
Get on in there. Bye, everybody.